In this bulletin, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince vows to bring journalists' killers to justice, and suspicious packages sent to former United States presidents. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has vowed to bring the killers of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi to account, describing his death as horrible. It's the first time the de facto ruler has spoken publicly about the dissident's death. Turkey's president has alleged Saudi officials organised the killing of the 59-year-old at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Prince Mohammed says people have tried to use the case to drive a wedge between Saudi Arabia and Turkey.
The rift will never be created. The rift will never be there. And we will prove to the entire world that both countries are cooperating to punish the criminals and to punish the perpetrators. Justice will be done.
Police have intercepted suspected explosive devices sent to former United States President Barack Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The Secret Service says the packages were identified during routine mail screenings. Police have also intercepted a suspect package and an envelope containing white powder sent to CNN's newsroom in New York. Mayor Bill de Blasio has condemned the action.
What we saw here today was an effort to terrorize. This clearly is an act of terror, attempting to undermine our free press and leaders of this country through acts of violence. I want to make very clear that the people of New York City will not be intimidated, that we are going to go about our lives undeterred.
Ms. Clinton says it's a troubling time for her and her husband, former President Bill Clinton.
We are fine, thanks to the men and women of the Secret Service who intercepted the package addressed to us long before it made its way to our home. Every day, we are grateful for their service and commitment, and obviously never more than today.
And Greens leader Richard Di Natale has linked the attacks to President Donald Trump, telling Sky News it's what happens when you have political leaders who incite hatred, division and violence.
When you've got the president of the US who uses the sort of inflammatory language that he does, who basically preaches violence, I mean, he's done it at his campaign rallies, he talks about wanting to beat up journalists and protesters. This is a man who's giving license to people on the fringes of US society, and it's no surprise that some of them feel empowered to act in this way.
Senior federal government ministers decided to announce a review into the location of Australia's Israeli embassy before taking the idea to Cabinet or seeking advice from the Department of Foreign Affairs, the Senate Estimates Committee has heard. Last week, Prime Minister Scott Morrison floated the politically charged idea of relocating the embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne has told Senate Estimates Mr. Morrison first discussed the idea with her less than 48 hours before it was announced. Shadow Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong asked if there was time to brief countries beforehand.
Do you think it is appropriate to have such a controversial decision made in such a rushed way that DFAT, the Foreign Affairs and Trade Department, has such a short period of time to manage the fallout with other nations?
Senator, the Prime Minister has indicated that these are matters which had been under consideration by him for some time.
To AFL and St Kilda will travel to China for Port Adelaide's annual home and away fixture next year. After twice facing Gold Coast, the Power has struck a long-term deal with the Saints to replace the Suns as the away side at Shanghai's Xinguang Stadium. The overseas match will take place in round 11 with both sides handed a bye the following week to aid their recovery upon returning to Australia. St Kilda Chief Executive Matt Finnis says it's an exciting opportunity. Let's take a look now at the weather for the rest of today. It's mostly sunny in Perth and 28, much the same for Adelaide and 24. Fine weather continuing in Melbourne in 21. It's cloudy in Hobart in 18. Partly cloudy for Canberra in 25. Much the same for Wollongong and Sydney. Temperatures in the early 20s in Newcastle, also cloudy in 22. In Brisbane, a possible late shower in 28. It's fine weather in Cairns in 31. And a shower or two in Darwin with a possible storm, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.